Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civility 360, folks, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernette A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my good friend and host, Global World Civility Leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today, my friend?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, man. This is what it's all about. Listen, last week we talked to you about differences, and this week we want to come to you with the topic of generational differences. Now, if you haven't listened to the first show on differences, I want you to stop, pause right now, and go back and listen because you don't want to miss it. Now, if you joined us last week, you heard some dynamic input on differences worldwide, globally. I'm talking about differences at home, differences all around the globe. So let's start off by talking about generational differences and how they affect us. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
You know, man, I've been looking at things through this past year. I seen and had conversations with individuals that think so differently. Mm. And I'll never forget, I was talking with a world leader, and he told me something. He says, every generation has three kinds of thinkers. Mm-hmm. The old generation, the middle generation, and the young generation. Mm. And he said, they all think different. So the key to government and the world is, how do you merge these three into one? Mm. So here it is. I was noticing when I spoke to the older generation, they couldn't see what the younger generation was seeing. Mm. And I'm like, people, can't you see? And you know what? I discovered something, Professor. I discovered you can grow up but still live in the paradigm you grew up in. You have the exact same friends from the time you were young. Mm-hmm. You don't expand out into anything new. So here, you can be 80 years old and think like 80 years ago, and think that it is relevant because you haven't engaged change and differences. Give me your thoughts, Professor.
Man, that is so profound, sir. That is so profound because many people truly are living in a bubble. They're living in the bubble of their youth or their time, or as you just mentioned, their generation. The same music that they used to listen to, food that they ate, the places that they went, they're still living in that bubble. And when we begin to delve into generational differences, you're going to find how weird and how strange it is to be stuck at a step. Because honestly, we're in 2021. They made songs about 1999. We're actually living in 2021, right? But can you imagine not growing past your generation, not growing past your youth or your adulthood, if you would? Could you imagine staying there? Could you imagine seeing a 50-year-old toddler? Because that is the imagery that we want you to understand as we dive into this. Listen, when we talk about generational differences, it's literally the differences that appear in the values and the beliefs and the opinions of people of different generations. But in this day and age, with the information highway, the World Wide Web, with all the stuff going on around us, how could you possibly stay in a bubble? There are some that still are, but for the most part, most people are walking progressives. Most people are embracing change every single day. Most people are absorbing wisdom and knowledge, whether it's through books and information, college education, or revelation. People are changing every single day. But we have to be careful not to negate what we would call the generational gap. What we just expressed to you, it is so important for us not to sweep that under the rug, because there is a segment of our population that are still in their generational bubble. Back to you, sir.
You know, and here, just people hate to hear the word progressive. Those guys are progressives. And I'm going, you know, life progresses. God progresses. Mm. God moves forward. So people look at verbiage and go, that's bad. I go, it's life progresses. It life moves forward. God's given me more revelation to move forward every year, every day of my life. So I move forward. So hear this. So people that are stuck in boxes, and you know what, man, I'm telling you, Professor Burnett, it is, life will never go back to what it was.
No, sir.
Tell me a time where God has gone backwards. His understanding, his information, his actual revelation grows. Look at our lives. Where I was last year, he progressed me. He moved me into what I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. He's taken me, and as many as are led by the Spirit, they're the sons and daughters of God. So they're able to move. Like, that's why he gives inspiration, revelation. Mm-hmm. And we're building new things. So I tell people, get out of that thinking. This week I was in Vegas. I was talking to a couple of young men that I drove over to have a meeting with me. This is what this guy told me. He says, don't talk to me about the God of my parents. I said, wait. The God of your parents. He says, yeah, they were hypocrites. Mm. They would do this here. So we don't want their God. Mm. So we want God. So what he told me, he said, that generation portrayed an image of God that he did not want to buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he said, now I want to go. And what he said, look, man, I'm hypocritical too. He said, look, I'm not blaming everything on them. So I do and say, but he said, I can't buy that God. And what he was saying was, I haven't purchased that thought process from that generation. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Professor.
Man, listen, let's really, really dig in right there. Because what most people don't understand is what was just said there. I don't want the God of my father or my mother or whatever. The weird thing is the verbiage is flipped. It's not wanting the God of your father or your mother or your parents or grandparents. Because honestly, it's a new year, and he's the same God. The difference is, how have you perceived or how have you received him? And when we begin to really peel the onion back, let's talk generational differences. Well, in the 1920s to the 1940s, or 25 to 45, you had traditionalists. In the 1946 to roughly about 1964, you had what we call the baby boomers. And then 1965, almost to 1980, you had Generation X. Then people begin to say, if you were born in 1981 and after, you're a millennial. But people have really now begin to understand, hey, you don't classify everybody as a millennial. There's also Generation Z, which starts 2001 to now 2020. So when we look at these five or six classifications of generations,
that's good.
The God of 1925 is the God of 2021. The difference is, have you perceived or have you received that God correctly?
Wow.
And that's why it's imperative to have a personal relationship with God yourself. Because watch this, sir. We all know that we heard versions of the Bible through our parents and grandparents that later, when we began to study for ourselves, it sounded alike, but there were some unique differences, right? And we begin to understand it for ourselves, and we begin to digest it. We begin to understand it and let it take root and form in us to where when they begin to look at us now, they're saying, what manner of God is this?
Jesus.
But he's the same God. He's the same God. So when we say, I don't want to buy their version, you're just talking perspective. Now what you have to do is get to the understanding of who the source is, the creator of heaven and earth, you and I, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, your whole lineage, but he's the same God. And now what we have to ask ourselves is, what were the differences that we didn't understand? And here's the real kicker, and I'm going to pass it right back to you, sir. Many of these generations, traditionalists, baby boomers, Generation X, millennial, Generation Z, they only could interpret God from where they were. So now we have more technology, we have more opportunity, we have more education, we have more, so we should understand a little bit better. As opposed to looking at them and saying how wrong they were, how about look at, well, this was the level of their comprehension, and this is why they operated the way that they do. That's why we say we don't want to stay in a generational bubble, because if you try to operate 1925 in 2021, you're going to have a problem. There's no doubt about it. You will stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
The generational differences. My God, there's so much to be dealt with when you begin to talk about that. Disciplines, right? Skill sets, right? Spirituality, right? All of these different things in time. Time is the one thing that does not stand still. But we as human beings, we get to evolve in time. So to expect something to remain the exact same, although you have transformed in time, that's a difference within itself. What do you think?
Wow, wow. This is profound, because as you're going through the baby boomer, the various stages, I can have a conversation with someone to tell what generation that they came up in. Just all that technology, man. I don't need that, man. That man. Why don't we go back to calculators? Because life moved up. The information highway, different things are created. So what am I saying? The fallacy, the hard thing, is to think your truth is the only truth.
Come on now.
The Bible says, "Be established in present truth." So what takes place is many times in your time period, I mean, you had a truth that was absolutely true, but it didn't, but God has progressed and moved into new truth. That's why he says, be established in present truth. So that means truth is progressing, moving forward. So what happens is I always tell people, I said, look, guys, you are not going to change institutions that God wants to bring into existence now. No man can stop that. God gets what he wants done, how he wants done, when he wants done, and he may do it without you.
So
when you think about generational thinking, like what I understand now, Dr. Vernet, is I am to mentor people. I'm not fighting for the stage.
Come on now.
I am no longer trying to be the rock star where everybody knows me and just no. Because where I see we have not done things where they should be is many people hold the stage too long.
Too long. Come on
and
now.
They don't know how to start to promote other people. Man, you know what? I am so joyful every day when I get to empower people. Man, I get calls every day, and I'm like, and the Spirit of God told me, he says, empower everyone that calls. Do you know the things that I'm getting to impact around the world? Because my job is to empower, not to compete. My job is to say, hey, man, this is what I know in that. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know that, but this is how I can help you. So right now, and that dialogue means I have to hear different. Sometimes kids are swearing and cussing, man, but it's their pursuit of God. Mm-hmm. Man, and God's with them in it. And you're going, wow, that sounds horrible. No, it's they're coming with their reality of God. Mm-hmm. And God will help them with areas that I may think they need to change right now. Mm. And God says, he's cussing right now. He's swearing, he's doing this, but I'm trying to get my love to his heart. So keep talking to him. Mm-hmm. And don't be trying to change him. Just let my love get in, and my love can work in his heart, his language, whatever, if God even changes that. Mm-hmm. So what happens, I have to look at the world different and say, hey, if Christ is in, he'll do the work, because guess what, everyone watching, generational, he did it for us.
Yes, he did.
We didn't walk this thing perfectly. Mm-mm. We didn't say everything right. Nope. We didn't have every right step. And now what people try to impose on the generation is the perfection that they had a process in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Talk to Professor Burnett. Talk to me.
That's really good. That's really good. Have you ever noticed, Sir Clyde Rivers, how most people who have issues are really having issues from areas that they struggle in? Have you ever paid attention when it comes to relationships, how the person who is extremely jealous is the cheater? Have you ever sat back and really just watched the world to say, why are we having this issue? Because there's something deep down on the inside that is telling you this is your problem. But instead of you taking the mirror and looking in the mirror and seeing what you need to work on, you project it on everyone else. And when we talk generational differences, that's exactly what happens. They don't talk like we do. They don't think like we do. Well, guess what? We weren't meant to be robots. That's why every fingerprint, every retina is different, right? So we have to learn how to embrace generational differences. When you think about a generation, what is a generation? It's a group of individuals with particular age range who may have similar ideas, attitudes, values, and etc. But you have to understand there are varied thought patterns, processes, ideologies within a generation. Mm. So what happens when you begin to talk about generational differences on the workplace or in the workforce?
Wow.
There's so much that you have to do. What happens when you start to talk about generational differences when it comes to politics or when it comes to religion or when it comes to relationship? We still have to get this thing right. We still have to work together. We still have to ask ourselves, how do we do better? Let's peel that onion back really quickly. Let me give like three or four generational differences when it comes to diversity in your workplace. Number one, how do you recruit? Mm. If you have generational differences in your workplace, you got to start at your recruiting strategies, right?
Wow.
Then you have to avoid making what they would call an age-based assumption or stereotype on someone, right? And then you got to take it a step further and listen to your employees and find out what they really want instead of trying to impress upon them what you think they want.
Wow.
That's just a workplace, my friends.
Wow.
What happens when you take it to another section or another industry or another level? That's why these conversations are so important, because differences are important, but so are generational differences.
Wow.
Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah. I was on a show last month with a young lady that created a program called Every Business Needs a Youth.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it was profound. She said, we can walk in a couple minutes and tell you where you're outdated. We can walk in and tell you how you're going to miss our generation. Mm. And every business, hear this, every business wants to be generational,
mm-hmm.
but many lose it when they stay stuck in a paradigm.
Yeah.
So what happens is this girl said, she said, when I walk in, I can tell you where your technology's off, how you're missing us, and we are your future customers.
That's good.
You never bring, you will never bring a generation. Tell me someone that bought a generation backwards. Generations always move forward. Let me give you an example. When the cell phone first came out, I said, I don't need one of those. Guess what? 6 months later, I had one. Mm-hmm. When actually different technologies came out that I didn't think I needed, guess what? Life progressed to the point to where everybody has a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And the old home phone unit is obsolete.
I don't know too many people with a home
phone. So, Doc, are you hearing me on this? So yeah. People have said, I don't need that. How many things have you said you don't need that you have today?
Mm. Come on, sir. That is really good. That is really, really good. Which is one of the reasons why we teach when it comes to differences, never to say never. Mm-hmm. Never to say, oh, I'll never want that. Really? You don't know what the future holds, right? That's why it's so important to make sure you don't use those absolutes, because just like that, your life can change. Your circumstance can change. Your need may change. Your skill set may change. And you've got to be in a place generationally where you're willing to embrace the wisdom that comes from other generations, not just backwards or forward, but all around and everything in between. There is something to be learned by everyone, everywhere, every day. And if you think that you have arrived when it comes to knowledge, I sadly want to inform you that you are incorrect, because we are learners and we are learning every single day, whether it's what's right, what's wrong, what's indifferent, how to better do something, how to become a better version of ourselves. So generational differences. Differences as a whole, my friends, we want to let you know that they are here to stay in the workplace, in the marketplace, in relationships, in your finance. Everywhere you turn, you better believe that there's going to be a difference and there's going to be a generational difference. Back to you, sir.
Professor Burnett, I believe this conversation right here is one that everyone needs to understand. No one's wrong for having a thought from their day. You must understand, when the vehicle changes, your thought may have to change. Mm-hmm. When the method of transportation of your knowledge becomes obsolete, you will not influence and people will not listen. I love what a friend of mine said. He said, Dr. Rivers, the older you get, the less people listen. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. I said, if you've mentored people the right way,
that shouldn't be the case.
That shouldn't be the case. Mm. The more you get older, the more people want to hear your wisdom.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If people aren't listening to you, do a checkup from the neck up,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that you are not pulling people backwards to what was, because generational differences are real. And guess what? Young people are 100% of our future. So their voice matters in the equation of their life.
Mm.
So it's time we have a generational discussion. And watch this here. And we learn on both ends. We're not projecting our fear of what we did wrong onto them. And
That's right.
A dialogue and not a monologue. Professor, give us the final words.
Man, that is definitely really, really good. I want to share just something really briefly. When we talk about differences and generational differences, imagine it from a hospitality mindset, because the hospitality industry is what takes care of us as a people. So when you begin to take this train of thought into that arena, there are three major things that they say. Number one, you want to make sure that you look at the people, watch this, who are young in age, but maybe old at heart. Young in age, but maybe old at heart. The second thing that they say is you've got to learn how to achieve a wider brand scope by narrowing your focus. Because at the end of the day, what you want to be able to provide is safety and security. No matter what industry you're in, you're going to have to provide safety and security. And you do that by achieving a wider brand scope, but a narrower focus. I hope this is making sense. And then here's the key for us all to understand. At the end of the day, you want to avoid alienating whole generations.
Wow.
And when you see it from that perspective, life begins to change. And you begin to say, not only do I embrace differences, I want to understand generational differences. Because at the end of the day, we all just need to learn how to get along. Those are my closing words, sir. Back at you.
People, we've come a long way. We've come a long way with our differences, with our battles, wars. We've come a long way in the world, but we still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And older generation, open your perception to hear the actual young generation. And also, young generation, open your eyes and ears to hear, because our histories are colliding so we can progress life forward. It's just different schools of thinking. And when you bring us all together, man, and we can hear each other out without being offended, we find strategies to help you not make the mistakes we made. And also to help us progress life forward for all. We need you. You need us. We're still here in the earth because God needs us to work together. Absolutely. Over to you, Professor V.
As we talk generational differences, folks, we are looking for the difference makers around the globe. You've heard us say that before. If you're a difference maker, make sure that you reach out to us. We hope that you enjoyed today's show, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Blessings, peace, and civility to you all. 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 Civility.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.